An essential aspect of the practice of hatha yoga, which is what most of us are practicing with our asana and pranayama practice, an essential aspect of that are the bandhas. These are subtle redirects of pranic energy, and that is the potential that our asana practice provides, but it's sometimes missed or neglected by virtue of not understanding exactly what the intention is behind hatha practice and what the potential is of the bandhas. So we are going to explore in this workshop the three major bandhas. There are many, but the three that are most essential in practice, both in asana practice and for the purposes of meditation and pranayama. And although many of us don't realize that the purpose of hatha yoga in general is to establish an inner state where the mind easily moves towards and into meditation. So all of the practices of hatha yoga are about establishing this inner focus, this inner collection of the vitality of the body that allows the mind to automatically move towards a state of inner stillness. So the bandhas are essential in that particular aspect of practice. They're essential in directing the mind inward if we're using the path of hatha yoga to establish a meditative mind. So they work by repurposing the autopilot mode that we come in, the factory setting that we're born with, where our instinctive life force is directed out into the world, where we learn how to adapt to our environment, how to survive in the world, how the senses are being used, and of course added on top of that is our individual personality and the environment into which we're born and raised. So all of that is configuring us out in the outward world, but we need training in order to make full use of the capacities of the human body, which are about establishing a connection with our inner essence, with our true higher self, with the source of consciousness itself. And that's where the bandhas come in. So there's a physical component to the bandhas, as there is to doing asana practice, but there's a more subtle component as well. And we'll explore that with these three major bandhas, which physically help us to establish an alignment and an integration on the physical level as well as the subtle pranic level and as well as on the mental level. But they also then, the bandhas on the subtler level, allow us to redirect the way our energy is moving, and in so doing, reconfiguring the nervous system, the muscular alignment, creating an inner state that is conducive to a meditative mind. Looking at the physical component of the bandhas, they establish a potential for alignment, which is ideal for our physical functioning as well as for the spiritual practices that we've been discussing. And they do that by activating and creating a certain tone that allows an ideal alignment through the spine, from the pelvic floor to the crown of the head, through the essential corridor of our physical and energetic and mental emotional existence, actually. So by stabilizing the parts of the physical body that tend to go out of alignment, they facilitate a vibrant good health. So there are a lot of reasons for working with the bandhas in our hatha practice. This structural stability leads to an integration that leads to a capacity for a more subtle awareness of an inner alignment, and that supports an energetic and emotional stability as well. So there are many components of practice that are useful here. On the subtle level, the bandhas not only express this state of inner awareness, but they're also the means to achieving this inward moving mind. So We'll work with them independently to begin to understand each of them in more detail, but they're almost always done together as three major bandhas through the core of the body, from the pelvic floor, the lumbar spine, and the cervical spine. And those are three areas that tend to need stabilization and integration. These are three places where our energetic field can go awry, or where our physical body may be disjointed from the rest. So this axis of alignment is essential on the physical level, but also on the subtle, where you may remember we have in the tantric anatomy of the subtle body the three major pathways of life energy flow, the nadis. So Ida and Pingala and Sushumna, Sushumna nadi being the one that disconnects us from our hardwired connection into the world around us and allows us to draw inward. And that involves balancing the energetic flow through Ida and Pingala, the other two nadis through the core of the body. This is a basic foundational anatomy for the practice of Hatha Yoga. But the bandhas are what allow us to use that information to our advantage and establish this inner connection. So we will look at the three bandhas: Mula Bandha, which is at the pelvic floor, Uddiyana Bandha, which is through the lumbar spine, and Jalandhara Bandha, which is for the cervical spine, the neck.